produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We welcome you. We welcome you here to Leaders of Legacy Radio. And this is your host, Minister Melissa, here on the line. We just welcome you first and foremost to the presence of God and just the fullness of His glory. And we just thank you for chiming in today. And we're in great expectancy to what God is going to do in and through this broadcast today. And we're just going to sit for a couple minutes and just rest in the presence and just soak into the presence. And then we're going to jump right into the Word. Today we're going to come out of the book of Colossians chapter 3. And we're going to discuss clothing ourselves with Christ, robing ourselves with Christ, redressing ourselves, what it is to be redressed with Him, what it is to truly, you know, be born again and have this life in Christ and allow Him to redress us today. So as we just sit and soak for a couple minutes in His presence, just ask that you just clear your mind and that you just steady your heart, that you just allow the Spirit and the presence of God to just come in and do what only He can do. So God, we surrender, God, our hearts and our minds to You, Lord. We surrender our hearts and our minds to You, Lord. We surrender our will, our soul, and our emotions to You, Lord. We lay it at Your feet, Lord. We lay them at Your feet, Lord Jesus. And we just ask You, Lord, to just come in, Lord. Come in, Lord, like a mighty rushing wind, like only You can, Lord. Like only You can. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh. Spirit of revelation, fall fresh. Spirit of wisdom, fall fresh. Renew our minds, renew our hearts. Give us understanding according to Your word, Lord. Give us the understanding of Your word, Lord. Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord, that we would receive, that we would understand, that we would go forth in who You've called us to be. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Miasu tene me kiandara bakias. Kiandara bashu tene miriandara bakias shekeriri bekias. Koroboshendara bakiandara bakias. Kusotana marariandara bakias shokeriri bekiandara bakias. Diasu kene me kiandara bakias. Sikana marariandara bashus. Si andara bakias, beaso kene me ki andara bakias. Jesus, Jesus, you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. And we bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you, and we bless your word, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for every listener, Lord, that joins us, Lord, today. For every listener, Lord, that will get on in the replay, Lord, and listen to this later on, God, we bless them, Lord. We bless them, Lord. Do what only you can do, Lord. Do what only you can do, Lord, in and through this segment of Leaders of Legacy Radio, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to be coming out of the book of Colossians today in chapter 3. The book of Colossians in chapter 3, starting at verse 1. And what is it really to be one with Christ in glory? What does that look like to you? What does that feel like to you? What does that appear like to you? You know, the word of God says that Christ's resurrection is our resurrection also. It's our resurrection also. Therefore, we lay down our old man and life as we once knew it to come alive in Christ when we say yes to Jesus. So it should no longer be I that live, but he that lives within me. And that is in all things, in the way we talk, in the way we dress, in the way we respond, in the way we do things, in the way we work, in what we listen to, in what we watch, in what we allow to come into us, who we allow to attach to us, who we connect with. In all aspects of life, we should always remember that we are one in him. And not put ourselves in situations and predicaments that don't bring him honor and don't bring him glory. So let's just go right into the word. And starting in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1, it says, Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above, for that's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. The natural realm, like here, this life, here on earth. We're not to be distracted by what's going on and all the distractions that life, you know, has for us each and every day. Your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life, and now your true life is hidden away in God in Christ. And as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, who you really are will also be revealed, for you are now one with him in his glory. We are now one with him in his glory. We are now one with him in his glory. When we say yes to Christ, we become one. And our job is to think on things above, think on treasures in the heavenly realm, not to be distracted by the ways and the things of this world, the things that entangle us, the way that everyone's moving and everything's happening. We are called to be a people that are not distracted by the dysfunction that surrounds us each and every day. That's what it is to be one with Christ in His glory. That we understand that we are foreigners in this world. We're foreigners here. We are foreigners here just passing through. So we are not to be limited to what this world says that we can or cannot do. Because we know that we are not called according to the pattern of this world. But we're called to be renewed in our minds by the heavenly things, by the word of God. We are called to sever the tie than the connection that we have with this world. When we say yes to Christ, when we say I do to Christ, things must die. Things must die in us so that He becomes alive in us and through us. Those things have to come off. Our behaviors, our way of thinking, all these things must change. All these things must die. The way that we've known them and always done them. And we need to come alive to the supernatural. We need to come alive to the ways of Christ. You know, and the way that we live will truly reveal if we are one with Him or not. The way that we respond, the way that we act when situations arise and situations occur. And I know that it's easy. It's easy to get caught up. It's easy to, you know, fly off the loose end. It's easy to react in the flesh. It's easy. That's the easy thing to do. What's hard is training yourself to not respond in the same form and fashion that you always have, to not react, to not, you know, do things the way you're accustomed to doing things or everyone else is doing things. It's easy to blend in. The hard thing is standing out and representing Christ at all costs. You know, we have a new life. We have a new life in Christ. And verse 5, we're going to go on into the word. Verse 5 says, live as one who has died to every form of sexual sin and impurity. Live as one who has died to the desires for forbidden things, including the desire for wealth, which is the essence of idol worship. When you live in these vices, you ignite the anger of God against these acts of disobedience. Verse 7. That's how you once behaved, characterized by your evil deeds, but now it's time to eliminate them from your lives once and for all. Anger, fits of rage, all forms of hatred, cursing, filthy speech, and lying. Lay aside your old Adam self with its masquerade and disguise. Lay aside your old Adam self with its masquerade and disguise. We need to be a people, and this is verse 9. I'm stopping at verse 9 for right now. We need to be a people that take off the mask, that truly take off the mask and allow the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord to renew us, to remake us, to refine us. We once behave controlled by our evil desires, controlled by lust, controlled by, you know, greed and anger and rage and, you know, acting out in malice and hate and, you know, sarcasm and coarse joking and, you know, all these things, jealousy and all these things that once separated us from Him. But when we come to Him, we're to put those things off. Lying. How easy it is to lie and cover something up and think, well, you know, I'm not really lying. I'm just covering it up. I'm not really going to share all the details. No, it's lying. It's lying. And we need to repent from such ways Because if we don't repent, those things build up. They build up and they're like a cancer and they spread. And we don't repent, we become comfortable with compromising. And before you know it, compromising, it leads to pushing so much stuff under the carpet that before you know it, we don't see nothing wrong with the action anymore. We don't see anything wrong with the action, and it becomes a part of who we are daily in our daily living. That's not who Jesus designed us to be. That's not what Jesus died on the cross for us to reflect. He died so that we can reflect more of Him. You know, so we need to lay aside our old self, which, you know, we acted in certain ways before we knew Him and it was okay. But now that we know Him and we know the truth and we know what's right from wrong and we know what's true from false and we know what's holy from profane, where to pick the better things, where to pick the more Christ-like actions, where to take off the mask and truly lay ourselves bare before the presence of God and ask God to change us. Lord, change us. Help us, God, in the areas where we're weak, in the areas where we fall short, in the areas, God, where we don't seem to get a grip or get it all together. Father, help us get it right. Help us to be more Christ-like and less self-like and less selfish and more God-like and a more godly-like character and a more God-like integrity. Help us, Lord. Help us. That's what the Holy Spirit is there for. That the more that we cry out to Him, the more He imparts in us, the more the fire within us burns bright and it burns away the things that no longer bring Him glory and bring Him honor. It burns those things away. We can only wear a mask for so long before it catches up to us. You know, you can only disguise yourself as having it together and being a Christian for so long until your life really starts to show and reflect what you truly love, who you truly are, what you truly believe. You know, you can only get away with that for so long. So it's a time where, you know, we have to be renewed with the new creation that He called us to be. He called us to be a new creation in Him, to be more of His likeness, to make more of a difference, you know. And verse 10 goes on to say this: for you have acquired new creation life, which is continually being renewed into the likeness of the one who created you, giving you the full revelation of God. In this new creation life, your nationality makes no difference, nor your ethnicity, education, nor economic status. They matter nothing, for it is Christ that means everything as He lives in every one of us. So guess what? It doesn't matter how rich you are. It doesn't matter how great of a family you come from. It doesn't matter the color of your skin or, you know, how great your hair is or how beautiful you are or are not, how, you know, fancy your clothes are, how eloquently you speak. None of that matters. The greatest education, none of that. I've seen people be taken right off the street, right out of bars, off of a bar stool, and be filled with the presence of God and make a tremendous impact in our community, more than those that have studied, you know, years in Bible college and just have a head knowledge of God but have no heart knowledge of who He truly is and who He called them to be, because they think that just knowing of Him is the thing, and knowing how to do things of God will get them. That's not it. He wants all of us. He wants to make a dwelling place in our lives, in our homes, in our bodies. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We should not be fooling around, sleeping around, doing things in our bodies that don't bring Him glory, you know, touching things that are profane, looking at things that are profane, listening to things that are profane, filthy speech coming out of our mouths. If these things don't bring a conviction over your spirit, then something something's missing. Your connection to him is not really solid. It's not really deep. Because I can tell you one thing. When I make a mistake, when I fall, when something slips out of my mouth that's not supposed to be there, it makes me feel so dirty. It makes me feel so far away from him. It makes me feel like, oh my God, I did it again. I dropped the ball. Man, that hasn't happened in a long time. God, what's there, God? What's there still in me, God, that I haven't allowed you to touch, that you haven't changed, that something like that can come out of me after all you did in my life, after all you're doing, after all you've brought me through? If this type of stuff is not coming out of you, you might want to check your heart. You might want to check the posture that you're in, because when we're connected to him, when we're truly living a life that's pleasing to him, when we're truly walking out in his ways and being renewed in his presence and in his glory day by day, these things become less and less and less evident in us, because he's made manifest through us, because he becomes more alive. The spirit becomes alive because the flesh is put to death. This is what keeps us in the glory of God. It's this that keeps us connected to his glory. When we are in the very vein, when we're making time to pray daily, when we're making time to read his word, when we're making time to tuck away and ask him to search us and ask him to cleanse us and ask him to touch us and break us and mold us and form us. You know, breaking doesn't just happen once. Breaking is a continual lifestyle over and over again. We're to remain on the potter's wheel so that he can break us over and over again. That's what he desires. That's what it is to be one in Christ. That's what it is to be renewed. That's what it is to truly reign with him in his glory. That's what it is to be Christ-like. That, to be remade daily over and over and over. And no, we're not perfect. We're never going to be perfect until he returns for us. But it's worth trying to live a life that's pleasing and perfect in his sight. Even if man doesn't recognize your effort, he does. He sees the things that are done in secret. He sees the sacrifices you make. He sees what you lay down. It doesn't matter if anybody ever knows what you've done. He knows. He sees it all. Oftentimes we get stuck in looking where people don't appreciate us. Nobody knows. No one recognizes me. No one this. No, it does not matter. All of that is irrelevant. It's irrelevant when it comes to being known by Father God, when it comes by being noticed from the one who sees it all anyway. He sees what's done in secret. He sees what's done in the secret place, and he rewards publicly. He opens platforms publicly. He opens doors that no man can shut. It's there. It's there. It's in the secret place. So don't allow your heart to be consumed with wanting recognition from other people, places, and things. It just doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. That doesn't move his heart. What moves his heart is that we become more and more like him. That we love one another like he loved the church. That we pour out the same grace that he extended to us unto those of the family, unto those that don't believe, unto those who are lost and wasting away in this dark world. That is what moves his heart. It's that. It's that. And we move on in the word, verse 12, to loving one another. You are always and dearly loved by God. So robe yourselves with virtues of God. Since you have been divinely chosen to be holy, be merciful as you endeavor to understand others, and be compassionate, showing kindness towards all. Be gentle and humble, unoffendable in your patience with others. Tolerate the weaknesses of those in the family of faith, forgiving one another in the same way you have been graciously forgiven by Jesus Christ. If you find fault with someone, release this same gift of forgiveness to them. For love is supreme and must flow through each of these virtues. Love becomes the mark of true maturity. Love becomes the mark of true maturity. Let your heart always be guided by the peace of the Anointed One, who called you to peace as part of His one body, and always be thankful. Let the Word of Christ live in you richly, flooding you with all wisdom. Apply the Scriptures as you teach and instruct one another with psalms and with festive praises and with prophetic songs given to you spontaneously by the Spirit. So sing to God with all your hearts. Let every activity of your lives and every word that comes from your lips be drenched with the beauty of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, and bring your constant praise to God the Father because of what Christ has done for you. This, my brothers and sisters, is what we need to be robed with. We need to be robed with the virtues of Christ. We need to be robed with the virtues of Christ. We need to be redressed in this hour. There's a redressing going on in the body of Christ, where He's taking off our grave clothes, where He's taking off our filthy rags and giving us robes of righteousness. Will you allow Him to redress you today? Will you allow Him to reclothe you today with the robe of righteousness that He earnestly desires you to wear? Will you allow Him to robe you in clothing fit for you, the chosen one, the royal priesthood that He calls you? He calls us a royal priesthood. We've been chosen. We're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, called out of darkness into His marvelous light. That is you. That is I. That is our children. That is our grandchildren. That is our families. We must fight this good fight of faith. We must fight. Will you allow Him to clothe you today? Will you say yes to the redressing that Christ desires for each and every one of us? If that's your desire, just right now, just take a minute and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I will allow You, Lord, to clothe me, Lord. I will allow You, Lord, to redress me, Lord. I will allow You, Lord, to take off these rags. Take off these rags, Lord, and give me a robe of righteousness, Lord. That is my desire, Jesus. That is what I want. I will allow You, Lord, to clothe me, God, with compassion, oh God, so that I may show kindness, Lord. I will allow You, Lord, to clothe me, Lord, with a gentle and humble spirit, God, that I'm not offended, God, but I'm patient, Lord, with others, Lord. Clothe us, God. Clothe us, oh God, that we would have tolerance, God, for the weaknesses of others, oh God, and we would be gracious, Lord, forgiving one another, oh God, being graceful, Lord, unto one another, oh God, just as You have been so gracious with us, O God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. We will allow You, Lord, to fill us, Lord, with Your supreme love, O God, so that we can pour that love out, Lord, unto others, O God. Thank You, O God. Thank You, Lord, that You're maturing us, Lord. You are maturing us, Lord, according to Your word, Lord. Love is the true mark of maturity, God. So we say yes today. Clothe us with love. Clothe us with more compassion. Make us more mature, Lord, unto the standards, Lord, of Your word, not the standards of this world, O God. Clothe us, O God. Let our hearts, Lord, be always guided, O God, by the peace, Lord Jesus, that You give. By the peace that You give us, O God, let us remain thankful, Lord. Let us remain thankful, O God. And may Your word, Lord, be alive richly, Lord, within our hearts, O God, flooding us, God, with all wisdom, O God. May your word come alive, O God, within us, O God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that as we clothe ourselves and you clothe us, Lord, in these virtues, O God, that songs, O God, prophetic songs, Lord, be released from us, O God. Love, O God, adoration, O God, that it just pours out from us, O God, unto you in incense, in praise, in worship, O God, in our living rooms, Lord, in our cars, O God, with our children, O God, at the kitchen table, with our spouses, O God, in our bedrooms, O God. May, O God, our lives bring you glory, O God. May we just reflect you, Lord, in all aspects, O God. In all aspects, Lord. Let every activity, Lord, of our lives and every word, Lord, that leaves our mouths, O God, may they be drenched in the beauty of you, Lord Jesus. And forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, when we have not done these things, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, when we have not allowed you, Lord, to drench us, O God. Forgive us, God, when we have spoken things, O God, out of anger, O God, and out of loose lips, O God. Forgive us, O God, when we have made it, Lord, more about ourselves, O God, and less about you, O God. Forgive us, O God, where we have led others astray, O God, and have been mean-spirited, O God, instead of being loving and kind and compassionate and meek, O God. Forgive us, O God. Give us another chance, God, to get it right, O God. May we get it right, O God, again and again and again, O God, because your mercy, Lord, your mercy and your goodness, Lord, they track us down, O God. They follow us, Lord, all the days of our lives, God. So we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that it is nothing, Lord, that we have done, but it's the goodness of you, Lord Jesus. It's the goodness of you that calls all men to repentance. It's your love, Jesus. It's your love, Jesus. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for first loving us, Lord. For first loving us, Lord. May our lives, Lord, just bring you the glory and honor, Lord. And if there's anyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice, Lord, that don't know you, O God, that has never encountered you, O God, but today, Lord, heard your truth, O God, I pray, O God, I pray for their hearts, O God, and I ask you, O God, that they would ask you, Lord, to be Lord and Savior over their hearts. It's as simple as that, that Jesus, you would be their Lord and Savior. And come into their hearts and forgive them of their sin, Lord. And that you would make them, O God, a strong people, Lord, to walk this walk of faith and work out their salvation, Lord, because you love them, Lord, so much, Lord. You love them, Lord, so much. And it's not coincidence, Lord, that they heard this broadcast, Lord. For you are tapping at the hearts, Lord, of your people. Lord, you're tapping at the hearts of your people, O God. And may they respond to the knock and let you in, Jesus. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, for every and any salvation, O God, that might be heard, O God, from this broadcast, O God. From Leaders of Legacy Radio, oh God, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord. We don't take it lightly, Lord. We don't take it lightly, Lord Jesus. We just bless you, Lord. And I bless every listener, God. I bless every listener, Lord. I bless them, Lord. May they fall deeply in love with you, Lord, each and every day, oh God. Madly in love with you, Lord, daily, Lord. For this is a daily kind of love, Lord. This is a daily kind of love. This is a daily love, Lord, that we pour our adoration out on you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you never turn your face from us, Lord Jesus. But your ear is always attentive when we call. Oh, Father, we bless you, Father. We bless you, Father, for your faithfulness and for your love. Your love is so far, is so wide, is so deep. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus, for your saving grace. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your counsel and your comfort, Holy Spirit. We just bless you. We bless you. And I bless them, Lord, as we leave this line, Lord, but never your presence, Lord. May they always remember, Lord, that you go with them. You are with them. You're all around them. You're in them, working through them, Lord. May you bless their lives. May your face shine upon them, Lord. May you give them peace, O God. May you be the lifter of their head, O God, and provide for their every need, Lord. We bless them and we love them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, we thank you here for tuning in to this segment of Leaders of Legacy Radio and being clothed and remaining in his glory and being robed with the virtues and excuse me, the goodness of Christ and just remaining in his glory. May you be blessed. May you just find peace and favor in all you do. And until we come together again, if you would like to reach us, you can email us at enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. You can send your emails in. You can send your prayer request. We look forward to hearing from you. But most of all, we covet your prayers. And we just ask that you lift us up in prayer. You lift up the street ministry, Leaders of Legacy, street ministry, Leaders of Legacy prison ministry, and all those that we just come in contact to. We just ask that you just pray for us and lift us up. And again, I bless you. This is Minister Melissa signing out. And until the next segment, the Lord keep you and he bless you richly. And love and peace and joy be your portion. Shalom, shalom, shalom to each and every one of you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Bye-bye now.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.